May 11th, 2018, we're on Daf Teta Mudbet at the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is going to talk about two different types of Kohen Gadol. So you look at me and say, but there's only one type of Kohen Gadol. There's only one Kohen Gadol.
Right.
So the Mishnah will talk about the following two types, or even more than two types, but initially two types. It'll call one the Kohen Mashuach, and they'll call the other one Merubeh B'Begadim. What does each one mean? What's Mashuach? Mashuach means he was anointed. That's called Shemin HaMishpat. Once upon a time, you know, the Torah describes this, that the Kohanim, every single one of the Kohanim Gadolim, used to get this special Shemin HaMishpat, the special oil, which came from Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was anointed over him, and that's what gave him his status as Kohen Gadol. In the days of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, we lost the Shemin HaMishpat, and we no longer, the Kohen Gadol no longer had the Shemin HaMishpat which anointed him.
But he has Kohanim.
So instead of having that, well not instead, but instead of his anointment coming from the Shemin HaMishpat, let me just maybe close the door over there. Instead of coming from the Shemin HaMishpat, it came from, if you could just close the door, it came instead from the Begadim. The fact that he was wearing eight special garments instead of four, like a regular Kohen, that's what established him as Kohen Gadol. So when we talk about the difference between these two types of people, that's all it is. It's one in the time when we had Shemin HaMishpat, and one after we have Shemin HaMishpat. Do they have different status? Says the Mishnah, En ben Kohen Mashuach b'Shemin HaMishpat, le'merubah begadim, or le'merubah begadim, e'la, the only difference between the two is, e'la par haba al kol ha'misvot. What's par haba al kol ha'misvot? Par is a cow. Habal kol ha'mitzvot, which comes for all the mitzvot. So if you open up to the Torah, and you know, there's a whole masechet that kind of deals with some of these details, masechet Horayot. So there's that it will take place at points in our future and history that even the head officials will make big mistakes. So what if a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake on a mitzvah? He transgresses a mitzvah, but he does it accidentally. Now, if he were to do it purposefully, he gets chiyuv karet. He did it accidentally. Generally speaking, a regular guy brings a korban hatat. Korban hatat is a se'ir or a kisbah, a specific type of animal. If the Kohen Gadol does it, he has a specific type of animal. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us this. He brings a par. That's the halakha. So you have par haba al kol ha-misvot, that's the expression. He did it by mistake. Special korban for Kohen Gadol. Which Kohen Gadol? Says the Mishnah, the only Kohen Gadol who would bring that par, the cow, instead of the other types of animals, is if it's a Kohen Gadol who was Mashuach, in other words, in the time he had the anointment. That's the first halakha in the Mishnah. Next halakha, En ben Kohen Mishamesh le Kohen She'avar. So we have two different types of Kohen. One is Kohen Mishamesh. Mishamesh means he's involved, he's active, he's on active duty. Kohen She'avar means, he used to be. What do you mean? You don't lose status as Kohen Gadol. You know, what does that mean? This is not a democracy over here, a voting in system. He doesn't get removed. There's no limit. So what are we talking about? So says David Cho, says maybe he got a mum. It was a following circumstance. He had a Kohen Gadol who had a mum. He has a blemish, so you have to remove him. And you let him go, coalesce, maybe he's going to get better. And you put a replacement in his place. So at that point, you have that Kohen Mishamesh. But then you take that replacement and you remove him and put back in the guy who had the mum, and now he's back in service. So in that circumstance, I have one in service, and I have one who's Kohen She'avar, the guy who was in the middle, the interim. Do they have, what sort of status does the interim guy have? What type of status does the guy whom you removed? It's not Kohen Gadol. Well, says the Mishnah, Ela, the only difference between the two is Par Yom HaKippurim, the Asirita Efa. Firstly, the Par Yom HaKippurim, the Korban Hatat that the Kohen would bring for himself and his family, Kohen Gadol on Kippur, that one was only brought by the Kohen HaMeshamesh. And secondly, Asirita Efa. Asirita Efa was the special Korban of the Kohen daily. He would bring a special Mincha, Chavitin, and that was called the Asirita Efa as the measurement in terms of the flour you would put into it. Only the Kohen HaMeshamesh could bring it. In other words, we couldn't have two people bringing these, only one would bring these. I will discuss these a little bit more in the Gemara, but really we talked about two different separate situations in which you could distinguish between Kohanim. You have the Kohen Merubah B'Gadim and the Kohen Mashuach. And then you have Kohen Mishamesh and Kohen Mashavar. Yes, David.
Merubah B'Gadim is what again?
It means that he has more clothing, quote unquote. He has eight as opposed to four, right? A regular one has four, he has eight. And the concept is his consecration comes from the clothing instead of from the oil.
So So they were all
Kohen Gadol.
Even the regular Kohen?
No. No, Kohen Gadol. No, no, no. Only Kohen Gadol. So
even Kohen Mashuach.
Mm-hmm.
The Shemen.
Mm-hmm. In the time when you had Shemen and Mishah, that's that Kohen.
Right.
After that time, so now we just have Mirubah. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. In the time of Yoshiyahu, that's right. Okay, says the Gemara, Hale Inyan Par Yom Kippurim Va'asid Taitha Ze V'ze Shavin. Well, let's go back to the first part of our Mishnah. The first part of our Mishnah talks about the only difference between when we had the Shemen and Mishah and don't have the Shemen and Mishah is this Par for that Korban of the Kohen Gadol. But it seems to imply, but in terms of even when we don't have Shemen HaMishchah, bringing the par on Kippur and bringing the daily sacrifice of the Kohen, we bring that for eternity, regardless of whether we have Shemen HaMishchah. Says the Gemara, Matnitin Delak Rabbi Meir, that wouldn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Why not? Di'i Rabbi Meir HaTanya, because if it were to be the opinion of Rabbi Meir, didn't we learn in the Beraita? This is what the Beraita says. Merubah begadim. Who's that? That's the one who doesn't have Shemen HaMishchah. Mevi par ba'al kol ha'mitzvot. What korban does he bring? And the only separate one that he brings?
The par.
The par ba'al kol ha'mitzvot. What does he not bring?
Asiri
taifa. What else does he not bring? Yom Kippurim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Hachamim omrim. Eno mevi. So again, one more time in the Gemara, says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir's opinion is, if I don't have Shemen HaMishchah, what do I bring? I bring Paraba al Kol HaMitzvot. I don't bring, one more time. So that's Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim, eno mevi, chachamim say, that I don't even bring the Paraba al Kol HaMitzvot. Ditanya, my ta'ama did Rabbi Meir. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir? Ditanya, here's the Beraita, Mashiach. אין לי אלא משוח בשם למשחה מרובה בגדים מניין, תלמוד לומר, המשיח. So again, let's figure out what's going on over here. This is a pasuk, has this word Mashiach. What's Mashiach? Don't say the Messiah. Mashiach means that he was anointed, right? So what's the whole pasuk? Here's the whole pasuk. Im ha-kohen, ha-mashiach, right? The one who's anointed. Yeheta, he sinned. Le'ashmat ha'am. All right, it's the shamefulness of the nation. V'hikriv al hatato shehata par ben bakar tamim ladonai lehatat. So the pasuk says, what does Kohen HaMashiach do, or Kohen HaMashuach do? He brings a special korban, korban Mashiach. Now the pasuk says, Mashiach, Mashiach should imply in the Elam Mashiach b'shem, and the only type of person who could bring this korban is if he's Mashiach. Meruba begadim minayin. How do I know to extend this further and to say, even if you don't have Mashiach, Talmud Omar, HaMashiach. HaMashiach. HaMashiach is an extra head. The anointed one. Say, anointed Kohen. So the understanding over here is we have two mi'utim. On the one hand, you told me Mashiach. On the other hand, you told me the Mashiach. And in general, we assume that if you have two negations, they come to include something. En mi'ute. Ahar mi'ut. Ela lerabot. In short, what's this beraita doing for me over here? This beraita over here is telling me that even the Kohen, who doesn't have the anointment, what type of korban is he bringing? He's bringing par hatat. Right, so that's that statement over here. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. B'mai ukimna delok Rabbi Meir. Wait, so you're telling me our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir? Yes or no? Emasefa, wait a second. What about the second part of our Mishnah? Now, what's the second part of our Mishnah? Remind me the second part of our Mishnah. The Kohen HaMeshamesh, the Kohen Shavah, right? What's the only difference between the Kohen who's in service and the Kohen who's not in service? It's whether it's Yom Kippurim and Asiri Taifa. Ema Sefa, en ben Kohen HaMeshamesh, the Kohen Shavah, ela par Yom Kippurim and Asiri Taifa. Halechol divrehem, for all other matters, Zev Zeh Shafin.
Same.
They are equivalent.
Yeah, but it has to be done only by one person, Kohen Gadol, I'm saying. It's Shavar, he's had no job now. The Kohen Gadol, otherwise, have a moon.
That's the question. No. Kohen Gadol has a moon. He goes out of service, someone else, hang on. Someone else comes into his place.
Makes a sin.
Good. Now the Kohen who had the moon gets healed. No, he gets healed.
Okay.
He goes back into his position, and the one who was in the meantime goes out. What's the status of that guy? He doesn't have a moon.
Okay, only one person could do the job.
Okay, that's where you are.
Oh, he's talking about the guy. Hang on.
Hang on.
Okay, so, I
understand. But
he still has status.
Listen to the Baraita here. Listen to the Baraita. Says the Baraita, well, you're telling me for all other matters, they're equivalent. Wait a second. Atan Rabbi Meir, that would be Rabbi Meir's opinion. Detanya, here's the Baraita. Irak bo pesul. If the Kohen Gadol has a pesul, he has a mum. Uminu Kohen achir tahtav. Right? And as a result, they put a different one in its place. Rishon Hosea la'avodato. After the first one got better, he goes back. Sheni. Kol mitzvot kiuna gedola alav.
That's right. Divrei Meir.
He is a full-fledged Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yose Omer. Listen to Rabbi Yose's argument. Rishon chozer la'avodato. Sheni eno ra'ui lo le'Kohen Gadol ve'lo le'Kohen Hedyot.
He's
gone completely.
He's not gone. He loses status of that status. Loses
he lost the Kohen Gadol, and he can't act even as a Kohen Hedyot.
Why?
He's still Kohen, that's Kohen Hedyot.
That's a tough one.
Like he's trapped.
He went in. What's the reasoning? We'll see it in the Gemara. Can you think of the reasoning?
Oh, maybe once you go up, you can't go.
What's that principle called? Ma'alin ba'kodesh ve'moridin. Once you go up, you can't come back down. So you went up, we bring you down. We're not putting you amongst Kohen Hedyot anymore. It's the principle is we won't let you.
So wait a minute. He's still Kohen.
What's that?
The guy that kished is still Kohen.
Still a Kohen, but he can't act as a Kohen Hedyot either.
He can't be a regular Kohen. He has to be a high-level Kohen.
And he can't be Kohen Gadol. He can't do anything.
Hatat, he has to bring Parah.
Is there a level Kohen Hedyot?
No. He
can't be Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot. According to the B.O.S.A., he lost all his status. Wow. Now, I'm not saying he's not a Kohen. I'm saying he can't act as a Kohen in the Mikdash. He can't do Abu Dhabi Mikdash. Because once he went up, he can't come down and go to the regular status.
So why would he take the job? That's
two things. First of all, you don't want to be Kohen Gadol, even for a day, even for
a
week.
Second,
and it's your responsibility. Secondly, who said the other guy's going to get better? Right. But anyway, that's the halakha. Continues the Gemara and says, in fact, this happened.
Interim CEO.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, what other sorts of avodot, when we talk about the other things the Kohen Gadol could do? Well, we're talking about things like Ketoret. Mm-hmm. Those are other things. Ve'amar Biyosef, ma'aseh ber Biyosef ben Ulam. Says, in fact, there was a fellow named Biyosef ben Ulam, Misipori, from the city named Sipori. She'ira bo pesul, be'Kohen Gadol. Uminu tahtav, in his time, there was a pesul in the Kohen Gadol, and they put Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam in his place. Ubama ase lifne hachamim, and then the first Kohen Gadol went back to his status. Ve'amru, and the hachamim said about this Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam, Rishon chozer la'avadato, and you Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam, I'm sorry, sheni, eno ra'ui, lo lo Kohen Gadol, ve'lo lo Kohen Hedyot. Why not? Kohen Gadol, mishum eva. Why can't he be a Kohen Gadol Eva? What does Eva mean? Eva means resentment, anger, competition. We're nervous. We have two Kohanim Gadolim. It's not going to work out well for us. Okay, but let him be a Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Hedyot, Mishum, Ma'alim Bakodesh, Velo Moridin. So in short, what the Gemara just did for us, though, in terms of our context is, it told me the first part of the Mishnah, and Ben Kohen Mashuach, B'Shem and HaMishchab, Limeru Ba'Begadim, Ela Par, Haba'al, Kol HaMisvot. Well, you told me that's not the opinion of Rabbi Meir.
Yeah.
Right, you told me that's not the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because you told me... you told me that the Merubah Begadim even brings Parahatata Kol HaMitzvot. So that's not according to the Bimeir. Then the second part of the Mishnah, which talks about the difference between Kohen HaMeshamesh and Kohen LeSheavar, and you told me the only difference between the two is Par Yom HaKippurim and Asiri Taifa, in other words, the personal Korban. But for all other matters, they're equivalent. Is that the opinion of Biyoseh? No, Rabbi Yosef says, so is that whose opinion is that? That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. So one second, you told me the first part of the Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Meir, and the second part of the Mishnah does follow Rabbi Meir, and who's the author of our Mishnah? It's a mix-up, and you forgot to mention names, and you didn't says the Gemara, wait a second, what'd you do for me? Resha Rabbanan, first part of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir, it's Hachamim, it's the majority of opinion, Vesifah Rabbi Meir, and the second part is Rabbi Meir's opinion? I mean, is that the way you construct the text? Answers Gemara, Amarav Hasta'in. In fact, it's so. Resha Rabbanan, Sefer Rabbi Meir. Now, why would you do it that way? That's the way it happened. Rashi Baal Peh sometimes that's the way it happens. I walk into the knees and I say two opinions. I get up from the pulpit and I say A, and then I say right afterwards B. And so afterwards, Joey comes over and says, Rabbi, I had a class this week. Rabbi Salem taught us A is Chacham Vadya's opinion, and B, Chacham Vadya disagrees. It's Chacham Ben Sion Abashol's opinion.
Right.
You know, they don't contradict each other, but you pulled the wool over our eyes. You told us one, and then you told us another one. I say, yeah, that's what I did. And I didn't tell you their name. So says Rav Chasda, you want to know what the Mishnah did? It took the first opinion like Chachamim, and the second opinion like Rabbi Meir. There was no machloket on these two points. But it's two different people. Answers the next
so
opinion. They both make sense. And they're not both Rabbi Meir. Rav Yosef Amar. I said, what are you talking about? Nothing big. We have an editor to the Mishnah. Who's the editor to the Mishnah?
Yosef.
Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi. He says, really? You forgot? The editor of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. V'nasiv la alibad de Tanayim. And he decided to place this in front of us according to this Mahloket Tanayim. In other words, he decided on the first matter like Chachamim, and on the second matter, like Rabbi Meir. So, according to Rav Yosef, it's really like I just described to you. So I walk into the knees, and I told you two halachot. Wait a second, Rabbi, where'd you get that? I got this one from him, and this one from him. Right, that's how I'm going. That's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The first opinion is a little bit harder to accept, but that's the way it goes. So the Mishnah gave me two opinions without telling me their names, even though one's Rabbi Meir, one's Chachamim. In short, what we establish in this Gemara, besides the Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim business and the Mahloket and how to deal with the Mishnah, we talked about different types of Kohanim, and we talked about different Halachot. And so fundamentally, we learned about Mashuach. We learned about the fact that there was Shem and Amishcha and it got Nidnas. We learned about the fact that sometimes you step down. We talked about the concept of Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'en Moridin. By the way, you know the source for that, one of the sources for that, that the Hachamim cite from Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'en Moridin. They have it from all places, Adat Korah. At that Korah, right, one of the things that took place at that time was they had many of the men bring Mahtot with ketoret in them. And they said, oh, we'll see whose is accepted, right? And they end up getting burnt from it. And what do they do with those mahtot afterwards? They take them, they make them sipui la mizbeach. They put them and they adorn the mizbeach with them. Why are they doing that with them? Go trash them. Go get rid of them. Ma'alim ba kodesh ve'en moridin. I remember you told me that. So anyway, so that's ma'alim ba kodesh ve'en moridin.
What's
mahtot is the pans. The pans that you would bring the ketoret in. They brought it, and then they all got burnt. And what are we going to do with it now? They did ketoret on it. So you can't just toss it. They brought it, and they made it for the mizbeach. The mizbeach. These were rotten guys. If it had kedusha, you're not just going to dispose of it. We also talked about this par, right? Par, when the Kohen Gadol, unlike a regular person, would sin, he brought a specific type of korban. It was a par. For me and you, at least for me, it doesn't really speak to me because I don't know the difference between a cow and a this and a that, but this was a big deal. And a cow was a big animal, and it was a big deal. There was, in fact, if the entire congregation, based on Sanhedrin, made a mistake, so the Sanhedrin would bring par ha'alim davash al sibur as well. So there were specific exceptions in general when we talk about a korban hatat. We talk about it being a se'ir, we talk about it being kisba, but when it comes to these specific cases, who else brought a specific type of korban for his mistakes? The nasi, melech, as a result as well. So anyway, these are the halachot we talked. We talked about the personal korban of korban kohen gadol.
What's that? Look,
you're talking about this guy.
Yes.
This guy, the kohen ameshamesh, kohen l'sheavar.
Yes.
So the answer is kohen l'sheavar is still a kohen. He would still do birkat kohanim. He would still eat teruma. He was still a kohen. He just didn't do avodah b'mikdash as a kohen idiot.
Because
that's haram. He's still regular kohen. He's not, we don't take away his DNA, but we take away his ability to do that avodah. Okay, onward in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. En ben bama gedola lebama ketana ela pesachim. Bama, what's bama?
Mizbeach.
And today we would say bima maybe but bama was mizbeach. Here's what used to happen, right? When we had prior to having the Beit Mikdash, during most periods of our history, we had what we called bamot ketanot. If Joey was interested in sacrificing, he would build an altar, build a mizbeach, it was called the Bama Ketana, in his backyard, and he would sacrifice on it. You didn't need to bring it to the mikdash, because there was no mikdash, or there was a small mikdash. Now, there were specific periods when we had a mikdash, and you didn't have Bamot Ketanot, but by and large, before the Beit HaMikdash, you had Bamot Ketanot. Now, is there a difference in terms of the halachot, of the korbanot, and all that sort of business between Bama Ketana and Bama Gedola?
I would say yes.
Says the Mishnah, and Ben, the only difference between them is Bama Gedola le Bama Ketana. Yes, sir.
When they had Bama Gedola Beit HaMikdash, they stopped all this rest. They stopped completely.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
That's right.
No more God.
That's right.
Not the Bama Ketana.
That's what I said.
Only Bama Gedola.
Only Bama Gedola.
Right. So now, and Ben, Bama Gedola le Bama Ketana, Ela Pesachim. So here's the deal. When we had Bamot Ketanot, when Joey had it in his backyard, and there was a Bama Gedola as well, there was an official one as well, but not. What's the matter?
If you have Bama Gedola, there's no more Bamot Ketanot.
That's not correct. No, that's not correct. If you don't have Beit HaMikdash, then you don't have. We had a Mishkan in the desert, right? In the Midbar. We got into Eretz Yisrael, we had a Bama Gedola throughout. We just, individuals had Bamot Ketanot as well. We built the Beit HaMikdash, now you couldn't use your Bamot Ketanot. You follow? So again, so you were dealing with a time prior to Beit HaMikdash, but there's a Bama Gedola. It was in different places. There's official Bama Mizbeach HaNechoshet. So that's the official Mizbeach. But each individual's got in his backyard, or each community has their own Bamot Ketanot. Now, what's any difference? Why do we need an official one? Says the Mishnah, the only difference between them was Pesachim. Korban Pesachim. What's special about Korban Pesach? We'll talk about it in just a second. The Mishnah continues. Zeh kelal. Here's the rule for you. Here's the principle. Kol shehu nidar v'nidav karev babama. Anything that was my own individual personal donation, neder or nidava, that could go up even on a bama ketana. However, what couldn't? Kol she'eno lo nidav, lo nidav, eno karev elo babama, eno karev babama. It says, but if it was something which was obligation, it was not individual. So what type of korbanot are we dealing with over here?
Karet.
Says Joey, hatat. Before he said karet. What? Hatat. Hatat is not your neder or nidava.
You have to go do it.
No, go do it.
You must. Asham.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Not thank you. I owe you. I messed up.
When you owe,
in addition to those, what else you got, Joey? You have what's called korbanot sibur. What's korbanot sibur?
Neder.
No, neder is a korban yachid. You had every day, kadir, right? You had timidim. Oh, okay. Every single day you brought the korbanot and mikdash.
Neder is a big one.
Neder is individual. That's
no,
you.
No, hatarat nedarim for everybody. You don't have?
No, no such thing.
No, they don't have? Okay.
No. So what we deal with in our Mishnah is the Mishnah says the only things that were brought on the individual bamot ketanot were individual decisions, ola, or shilamim, or toda, and that sort of business. Anything that was obligatory needed on Bama Gedola. But
all
interesting.
Those were done every day?
Which ones? No. Those were.
What korban did people have to do?
The only ones you needed to do was if you met. Korban Tamid was for the congregation. They did that in the Mikdash.
Okay.
You had nothing to do. You did. I had nothing to do with that, right? Individuals needed to bring Korban Hatat if they sinned, a Korban Hashem, a different type of sin. But that's what they needed to bring. Individuals could bring Ola or Shilamim because I'm feeling good, because I'm feeling thankful, 100%. That sort of thing. So really what was going up every day as a mandatory thing was Korban Tamid in the Mikdash, and that you couldn't do on the Bama Ketana. Joey couldn't do it, or Abi was a Kohen, couldn't do it in his backyard. You also couldn't do in your backyard the obligatory one, Hatat or Hashem. What you could do in your backyard was Ola and Shalamim. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, as a result, Korban Pesach, which is obligatory as well, had to be on Bama Gedola, even Bisman that we had Bamot Ketanot. Says the Gemara, but I don't understand this Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, it says, "En ben, there's no difference between Bama Gedola and Bama Ketana except for Pesachim." Means everything else is allowed on the Bama Ketana. And then the next line is, here's the difference. As long as it's obligatory, it's got to be in the Mikdash. I thought you just told me the only thing that needs to be in the Mikdash is Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Pesachim v'tu lo. V'tu means v'od. Pesachim and no more? So it's about Emma. You rather should rephrase this and understand it as Ke'en Pesachim. What's Ke'en? Just like, if it's like Pesachim. What's special about Pesachim? Special about Pesachim is Kurban Sibur. It has a specific time. Says Gemara, Maneh. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Shimoni. Ditanya. Here's the Beraita. Here's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Av Sibur. Lohi Krivu. Ela Pesachim. Vehovot. Shekavuat lahem zeman.
Hovot.
Aval. Hovot she'en kavuat lahem zeman. Hacha vehacha.
Ketanim
zolo. Lokarev. So what's the statement here of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says, even a congregation, Kurban Sibur, lo yikrivu ela, the only thing they were makriv was Pesachim vehovot shekavuat lahem zeman. And obligatory ones that have specific times to bring them, like Korban Tamid, Boker, Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. However, communal Korbanot, which were obligatory, but you didn't have a specific time to bring them. You didn't bring, no, one second. You didn't bring them neither in Bama Ketana nor on Bama Gedola prior to Beit HaMikdash. What are we talking about?
Kippur.
What? That's Kavua Lo Zeman. That's on Kippur. You could get this, though. I was careful to give you a lot of background on our last Gemara so that you'd get it here. What are we talking about? When's there a communal obligation, but there's not a, it is required, but it's not set to a time. So I said it earlier. If the entire congregation sins, by mistake, the Sanhedrin told them the halacha is now cheeseburgers are kosher. And everyone says, oh, beauty. We'll go and have our cheeseburgers. Everyone goes out to McDonald's, and then there's one of those urgent alarms on your phone. It says, Sanhedrin made a mistake, but you already did it. The majority of the Kahal already did it. In such a circumstance, you bring what's called Par Ha'alim Davash HaSibur. The community would have to bring one Korban for the entire congregation. What about before we had Mikdash? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Shimon. That was not brought. So to summarize this really all, that's Eno Kavu Alo Zeman. That just happened to happen. So really what the Mishnah, what the Gemara really told us over here is there's really two opinions on this matter. And really what our Mishnah is following is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that it needs to be just like Korban Pesachim. Korban Pesachim, the halacha is, it has a specific time and it's a community obligation. That's what you brought on Bama Gedola. But our Mishnah told us a little bit further, and we got a little bit of a background over here. Charlie filled us in a little bit on it as well. Is prior to Mikdash, you had Bamot Ketanot, and every guy would be able to involve himself in a specific one. The only things that you brought on them was neder and nedava, ola shelamim, and all that sort of business. Chova could not be brought in such a fashion. Rabbi Shimon goes further, and Rabbi Shimon says even the community obligations was only if it was kavu alo zeman. If it wasn't kavu alo zeman, his words are hacha means here, vehacha and here, lo karev. You didn't bring it either on the big bama, wherever that was at that point. It was kind of a traveling bama in those days, nor on the bama kitana. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.